love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Tim Pagnotta and Marco, 72, both here tonight from Sugar Cult. What's happening, fellas?
Hello. How are you?
Palm Trees and Power Lines is the name of the new CD. Sugar Cult is going out on tour, is currently on tour with Green Day and Newfound Glory. Is that right?
Yeah. That's right.
And going out to Europe with our good old friends, Blink-182. When do you go to Europe?
A couple of days, I think.
Yeah.
Just we get home and do a couple of loads of laundry, and then for Thanksgiving, then split.
Exactly.
How long are you in Europe for?
Three weeks. 3.5 weeks. Yeah. Enough to catch a couple STDs.
Is it?
Nice.
I got Europe questions. I got Green Day questions, too. I'll tell you, Green Day played, I know it's a Sugar Cult night, but Green Day played Jimmy Kimmel Live last night, and the place was buzzing today about just how good they were live and how impressed everyone was. And I was always... always said it. Were you fans of Green Day before went out on tour with them?
Totally. Yeah,
absolutely.
They're a great band. They have so many songs. It's one of those. There was one of those bands where they can play for like a couple hours and you just know every single song and then just lay it down.
Those guys play like close to 2 hours every night, and I've watched them almost every night of the tour except for tonight because we just jumped in a car right after we played. And they're pretty incredible, man. That guy, that little dude, Billy Joe, he's about 5'7", and he's got the whole 10,000 people in the palm of his hands for 2 hours every night.
Yeah, he could really run for some sort of office, although I don't know what it would be because he wears too much eyeliner, and we're ready for that. But, I mean, that is it. I was thinking to myself, you know, Green Day, I like their songs, I like their albums, but you don't know them from many other bands if you just listen to their albums. There should be some sort of number you get, some sort of ranking you get, like in boxing or something, where people know you're the real deal in concert. I don't know how to do that. Do you know what I mean? There's a lot of people who before, and then it's right to Sugar Cult, by the way. I'm not turning this into a Green Day ass kiss a thon, but Drew, write that down, though. That could be good programming.
No Green Day ass kiss a thon.
Right. Yeah. No, but yes. But the point is a lot of people are like, yeah, Green Day, I'm okay. And then they see him, and they're like, oh, wow, I love that band. And so there should be some sort of ranking. I don't know how you do it. Yeah, Foo Fighters, another one of those bands. Like, oh, they're good. Yeah, I like them. And then you see them and you go, wow, that's a great band.
And Sugar Cult is another one of those
bands. Sugar Cult.
You know how they got their name, Adam?
How they get their name, Drew?
Guys, tell us. I was regaled with this story.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Usually bands don't want to give it up.
It's funny. There's a group of lesbian girls that lived across the hallway from me when I was 18. I just moved out of my parents' house. And that was like the nickname that they went by. And,
did they call themselves that?
Or
it was like a lesbian gang.
Kind of like this lesbian gang. They called themselves the Sugar Cult. And that was kind of like the nickname.
Are they now angry that you've ripped off their name? Or are they?
They have no choice.
They're actually, and before you guys out there get too excited, they're not like the kind of lesbians you fantasize about. They're the kind of lesbians that we're going to hire for our bodyguards.
That is generally true.
The kind of lesbians you fantasize about aren't really lesbians. They're just sluts that are paid to perform on other women in movies. Real
but
lesbians.
Generally, all the sort of alternative sexual practice types aren't people that you see in the movies kind of thing.
No, but who is? I mean, did you see Top Gun? See, what's her name? She was an expert in Russian ballistics and aircraft and stuff.
Right.
She, you know, come on. People that do anything that are smart or lesbians are always unattractive in real life. I mean, that's the way it is. Drew, you may be one of the best-looking doctors in the world. The world.
Wow.
You have a degree and you're easy on the eyes. You don't see
awesome.
That combination too often. You know the one good thing about living next to a lesbian cult, by
one
the way?
One good thing?
Well, the one thing that you pray for is that you get pulled into some sort of, you know, lesbian fracas. Yeah, where they dare and there's a one-upsmanship.
They need a phallus to pray to or to have.
No, I just mean women once in a while will spin out a little if they get together. You know, then they become like a city after they win a basketball championship. You know, once in a while you can get them whipped up into a little frenzy. If they've had a few wine coolers, right. You get sucked into the room. Anything like that ever happen?
Yeah, a couple things like that. Yeah, I remember one. It was really funny. It was the first time it ever happened to me, but I had like a girl over at my place, and I was kind of on a date, and she came in and totally swooped in and blocked me.
The lesbian?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's pretty awesome.
There's been a sacrificial lamb in Sugar Cult. Our old drummer Ben was the let me just give it a go with a guy, guinea pig with a lesbian girl that we knew in San Diego.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that girl. Yeah, yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
And now he's out of the band because of the ridicule.
but you were all the band members, you were the only one living across from the cult, and you just remembered that name and thought
it was just this thing that stuck out, and we were playing a show and we needed a band name, and it was like the only thing. Plus, it just kind of stood out.
Guns N' Roses was already taken, so we had to go with it.
All right, you ready? We're going to hear a song from Sugar Cult. I'm going to take one call.
Sure.
Hear a song.
Yeah.
We want to do.
Yeah.
This guy, what's this guy's name?
Jericho.
Jericho? All right. Jericho.
Hello.
You're 26?
Yes, 26.
What's up? What's up?
I'm calling in because I wanted to ask you guys. I had about 4 or 5 years ago, I had a piercing, and it was a piercing that went vertical through the tip of my head, or my penis.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if that... could have affected my sensitivity. It's been removed now for about a year, and I notice when I press on it that there is a large BB size, you know, something that's hard in there.
You put a barbell through your penis. Can it affect your sensitivity? Let's take the logic of this to an extreme.
What if you
cut your penis off? Would that affect sensitivity?
I'm going with
but that's not shot in the groin.
Shot in the groin, sprinkler key,
probably affects it. Yeah, and so if you take it down to maybe the size of a hair passing through, maybe it might not. But you got to understand, there are nerves in there that can be permanently damaged. This is a biological instrument.
This one is behind the head. It's on the ball side of the head. What's going on with my life?
It's actually going, you know.
I was a carpenter. I had my dignity.
One that's very common is the ring that goes through. It's called the Prince Albert, I think. And one that I had gotten is, you know, like I said, it's just from top to bottom, straight through the urethra.
Yeah,
and it was if I remember correctly, I think it was like a 14 gauge, which is not too big. But
again, let's take the idea of taking a nail, hammering it right through.
Exactly.
Yeah. Could that affect
like Jesus on the cross? Jericho, why'd you take it out?
I just thought that, it could possibly get infected, and, you know, I know that it had been 3 years and it healed up pretty properly, but,
How was whizzing with that thing in? I could imagine it just being like wiper spray. Like,
actually, when I did have it in, it kind of, did have that problem of kind of spraying out there.
I mean, like, whoever came in behind you must have been like, did someone take a leak in a water balloon and just throw it into the bathroom? There's nothing in the toilet. Like, you know, did you have to hold it over the holes when you whizzed?
Yeah, it wasn't that big of a problem, but it did, you know, it did affect the flow.
All right, what are the symptoms you're having now?
You know, some of the things that I'm, you know, getting is, you know, while I'm having a, you know, with a girl and, you know, we're kissing and whatnot, and I, you know, go down for oral and I try to move back into position for the kill and, you know, I just go back flat and, you know.
So that happens to me sometimes.
You lose your erection easily, is what you're saying, right?
Yeah, I lose my erection easily, and I don't know if that has anything to do with, you know, my scarring.
I would say yes.
By the way, it's a little bit of a slap in the face to the ladies when you head down to a oral junction with a nice nice boner, and you come back and you're missing the boner.
There's a little bit of a logic to that, but
I could explain it to anybody if they had time. But
I think you did last night. Remember you had the choice between the churro, and the abalone. I think that's what you said.
Well, we were just talking. I mean, listen, I ain't no gay. I'll tell you that right now. But we were talking just sort of cosmically. You know, we're arguing over oral sex performed on a man or oral sex performed on a woman, and I said, like, if you were just from another planet and someone basically said, look, you could suck on a churro or you could mash your face into an abalone. You're going, every guy from Planet Smarty is going churro, right? You all go churro. Plus the cinnamony, sugary thing, it's delectable. I don't think it's fair to use the cinnamon.
Churro without sugar.
Shaped as, yeah, but
abalone, right on.
Abalone, right on. What's a taller order, you know, because women are all that, oh, please, what we have to do. Hello? I can't even hear. At least you guys have your ears. We didn't even get to hear. I can't even hear the TV. I can't hear anything down there. I don't know. So it could be an intruder in the house. I wouldn't know it until I felt the shotgun blast in my rear end. You know what I'm saying?
At least you get a chance to stop.
He died doing what he didn't mind. Well, isn't it what he loved? Not really.
He didn't mind. But
he died doing what he tolerated. That's what they would say at the funeral. All right.
What were we talking about? Abalone or churro?
Where were we? Jericho. Oh, he loses
fine.
His boner.
Look, he's had a nail.
I don't think it is.
I think it is.
I've always been curious, though, if you get the tip of your penis pierced and you have jewelry, I don't know. Can you break condoms easier?
Yes, you can.
Really?
You have to get special enforced condoms.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's certain kind. Like, where would you get
them? At the piercing shops.
Really? Mm-hmm. Sears. I was wondering that.
Sears has them, too.
Especially depending on...
I'm talking to the Trojan people. They should... That's the line of business they had to come up with, and the reinforced condoms. And...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, Jericho?
Yes.
All right. You're fine. How about you get with... where's he calling from? Elk Grove? That's Elk Grove.
Yes.
All right. Get yourself a girlfriend and work it out.
All right, last question. Can I ask you one last question?
I just wondering
if there's anything medically that, you know, I can do to possibly help my sensitivity or, you know, remedy that at all?
No, it's nerve damage, and nerves, once they're gone, are gone.
All right, but don't freak the kid out.
My guitar tech uses wood putty when the screw comes out of my guitar strap on the thing. So you might try that, too.
Here's the other good news, though. You won't be as sensitive on the other side. In other words, you can last a little longer, perhaps.
Uh-huh. You got a wood screw in your guitar strap, and the screw strips out.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what to do. Forget about the wood putty. He needs to take like a little piece of a popsicle stick or a piece of wood, a toothpick or something.
Yeah.
Roll it in a little wood glue, wedge it in there nice and tight, and break it off. Then once it's dry, you wedge the screw in there. It's got something to bite on. You know what I mean?
Dude, do you want to be my guitar tech for the Blink Tour?
I could easily do it. I love the guitar tech gig because the guy comes out there and people think the concert's starting, and once in a while they screw with him by playing a little riff or something, and everyone gets excited and looks, and then we see the guy with the ponytail and the fanny pack, and it's like, another day off guitar tech screwing with everybody. Who is that guy, the guitar tech? He seems like he seems like a not too distant cousin of the guy who works at the Christmas tree lot. Mysterious, dicey, dangerous, a loner, travels about.
Fanny pack.
Not the star of the show, but you need him. You know what I mean? Who is this man? Who is this mysterious guitar tech?
I know, but yeah, it's true. You know, and they get to say they're hanging with the band.
Yeah.
You get some mileage out of that.
Who would you rather have your daughter date, Drew? The seasonal Christmas tree guy or the guitar tech?
The seasonal Christmas tree guy.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? But that guy moonlights as the pumpkin guy, though, too.
Yeah.
I'll take that guy.
It's interesting.
Really?
It's interesting you say that, because our old bus driver, because tour bus drivers are even more of a weird situation.
Oh, yeah,
he's a guy who sleeps all day and drives all night.
They're running from the law, those guys.
When he's not, he told me.
They live in Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
They live in Florida, and when they're not,
they have to.
I said, what do you do when you're not driving a band? Sure enough, they rent a semi, buy a bunch of Christmas trees, and drive to, like, Dallas and then sell them, and they make, like, $30,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love the guys who, it's like anything but take a job. Right. I got a plan.
Right.
What do? I go to Nevada, buy cigarettes, they don't charge the tax. Right. Then I drive it back to California, and I sell. It's like, don't you want to get a job at a certain point? And they're like, I'm my own boss. You're driving a van covered with Bondo and spray paint down to Nevada at 4 in the morning. You're your own boss? The radio doesn't work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Drew, you would want your daughter dating the mysterious, dicey, loner Christmas tree guy rather than the guitar tech guy, who's also the pumpkin guy, the pumpkin
guy. I imagine the pumpkin guy. I can go for the pumpkin guy.
Pumpkin guy's a decent guy, but the Christmas tree guy lives in a trailer.
No, the pumpkin guy.
Drinks out of a flask.
Yeah.
tries to sizes everyone up and then charges the tree depending on what kind of SUV you pull in. Like pulling with a Range Rover, it's 85. The Spruce is 85. So you pull up with an old van, it's 45.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Give
it
a guitar tech.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. You set her up with that guitar tech.
But I'm still obsessing about Jericho. How is it that we can't understand the external genitalia? The penis, the phallus, is an organ. Basically, it is has a delicate biological function. You put a spike through your liver, through your kidney.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised it didn't work right normally.
Right.
This is the same thing.
Yeah,
it's gonna have problems when you put stuff through it, when you violate the actual anatomical integrity of the organ.
It's a weird trend that I don't think anyone could have ever seen coming. In the sense that, like, as a human being, your impulse is to keep things away from your eyes and keep things away from your dork. Those are the two things. Like, I sleep on my stomach because I'm scared something's going to happen.
Yeah, so both your eyes and your dork are protected.
I'm going to wake up without a churro. It's just going to be an abalone there. I'm just frightened. I want to, your first thing is like when they do those free kicks in soccer, where do they put their hands? You know what I mean? It's right over the junk.
Yeah.
My first impulse is to protect the junk, and all it takes is one catch in a zipper at 9 to know you never want anything even close to a point going down to that.
But I think that's where we are in life, where people are going after the most outrageous engagements. You know, we're gonna I'm gonna take care of this.
Yeah.
I'll show you.
Yeah. All right, so, well, go for the eyes.
Do you guys have genital piercing?
No. I've always been terrified. Same thing. Like if I notice any change in my wang, you know, I'm petrified that it could be, you know.
Yeah.
That's a quite quaint term.
Yeah, you don't want
to hear that in a few years.
Flesh-eating virus or anything.
No.
Yeah. There.
That's right. Which you can get.
No.
It's your song.
No. Listen, I cover mine in foil. I shrink wrap it before I leave. I hit it with the gun.
Yeah.
Hit it with the heat gun, shrink wrap before I leave the house.
I wear a cup
fresh.
All the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a Tupperware underpants. I got to belt it after I go number two, and then I hit the road. Yeah, I can't understand putting anything down there. All right, let's hear a song. Should we hear a song? Chris, you ready to rock, buddy?
Let's go.
Queued up? First song, name of the album, by the way, Palm Trees and Power Lines. Sure, Colt, name of the band. Name of the song, She's the Blade. Sugar Cult, everybody. Good song. We'll hear another one in the 11 o'clock hour. That kind of music, Drew.
Yeah.
Drew, you can talk every once in a while.
So, yeah.
All righty, buddy.
All right, Adam. Yeah, let's get some traffic and weather in. All right.
What did we figure out? I was getting paid a syllable and you were getting paid a syllable since we both get paid the same?
It was like 80 to 1.
Right.
Yeah.
We figured out that I averaged about 60 cents a syllable on the show, and Drew got $3,300 a syllable. You know?
It's about that.
Didn't make sense.
And who's the dumb one?
Smart enough to hit your team to my wagon. All right, everybody. What's going on? Hey, is Crank Yankers on tonight? What night is it?
Hey,
Tuesday night, 10:30, Comedy Central. Got to give my beloved Crank Yankers a plug. And also Drawn Together tomorrow night. Big hit, that show.
Mm-hmm.
Big hit. All right, where are we?
Taking calls.
Taking calls.
A break, I guess, huh?
Yeah. Let's take a call.
All right.
Talk to Kay. Also, I got to give out my cranberry recipe at some point.
Oh, yes, it's time.
Coming on. I think tomorrow night. Uh-huh. I made it tonight, though.
Except a lot of people will not hear it before Thanksgiving if you have
tomorrow. Uh-oh. Okay, so I'll give my recipe for fresh cranberry sauce a little bit later on tonight. Kay?
Hello?
You're 25?
Yep.
Okay. All right. All right.
That's like a break.
It's one cup of sugar.
Later, bro.
Zest of a whole lemon. Come on. People, you don't want me to talk, but then what's our alternative? you know what I'm saying? We got Kay. What's Kay's question?
He's a lively S&M-er.
Ah. Kay?
Yep, I'm here. Kino.
You're into S&M?
Yep.
Sweet. Yeah.
Stoked.
All right. Well, my question is this, Adam and Drew. Oh, by the way, first, Adam, I got a suggestion. A live performance top 20. I agree with you on that. You need performance top 20.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm telling you. No, seriously.
It's a ranking, just
rankings.
A number.
Bands would get rankings, and you'd know. And that way you could never be duped, or you know, or there'd be a band that you're like, I'm all right. Then, but they're number three. They must rock pretty good.
That's a good idea.
So yeah. And
there's a lot of poser bands that sound kind of crappy in real life.
Exactly. You know who you should go see in concert.
Thank you. Okay,
what's
I'm now labeling you a genius. I hated you 18 seconds ago, and now I'm in love. Go ahead.
Hey, no, I mean, holler at me. I mean, I saw G-Unit in concert, and they were a hell of a show, but you wouldn't know that, you know, beforehand.
That's right. So you would give G-Unit, like, a
speaking
top 10
ranking?
Speaking
of not knowing something beforehand, I wouldn't pick as an S&M guy.
I would give
not
G-Unit
right up the top.
Ranking. Probably number two.
Okay. What's happening there, Kay?
All right. Well, the problem is this, Adam. Basically, I'm in the S&M as the dominant role. However, uh-huh. I'm attracted to females who are also in a dominant role, but in a motherly way. But in my lifestyle, the only ones that are that way are mistresses.
Mm-hmm.
I can't seem to find a submissive within to the nurturing.
Dominant role in a motherly way means beat the crap out of you and then change your diaper.
What does that mean?
I'm not into the pain game. When it comes to that, I'm more of the dominant role.
Right. Right, I understand you're on the business end of the whip, not the end. But where you should be, Kay. But what is the dominant motherly thing? Just for clarification,
how would we know that when we saw it?
Yeah, because I may be with one. I don't know it.
Basically, you know, a woman that wants to cuddle you, nurture you, kind of, you know, help, you know, in a way, kind of dominate you to some aspect. But basically a woman who is willing to dominate you, kind of control you in an aspect during the daytime, but in the bedroom will bend over and take a good ass paddling.
Oh, hold on.
Awesome.
Wait a minute. I may have found my match. So
that was great. I'm going to write a song based on that last line.
Ass paddling.
The ass paddling. So
she takes a good ass paddling.
She dominates him. She's nurturing and physically intimate all day, and is nurturing and then dominates him during the day and then bends over and takes an ass paddling.
What do you mean dominate? He's nurturing and dominating.
She's controlling.
Controlling
but physically sort of nurturing during the day.
Mm-hmm.
But what's bizarre about this and what this is symptomatic of is how people that have issues, fragment things. It's, yeah. They can't see the person as a whole, as a person who is sometimes...
Hold on.
It's either, it's fragments. She's got to be this way during the day and this way at night, and she's ass paddling in the bedroom, and she's controlling me in my daytime. That is not a human being.
All right, hold on a second, Drew. How dare you, by the way? These people are majestic creatures. Guys, 35-year-old guys cramping in their own pants. I made a kiki, mommy! Phone rings. It's got to be rough, too. Like, the phone rings, mommy, I'm bring... Hello? Yeah, hey, Bert. Yeah, no, I'll get this... No, I should have the specs in by Monday. Okay, thanks. Hey, mom, I'm in TV. All right, hold on. Sugar Cold here tonight. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get back with Kay. We'll get to the bottom of this after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Sugar Cold in studio tonight. Tim and Marco both here representing Palm Trees and Power Lines. Name of the CD. We'll hear something else off of that in the 11 o'clock hour. When we left off, we're speaking to Kay. And let me say this. I was skipping rope tonight, as I often do, with the sound down, watching the TV. Mm-hmm. Listen to a little music on the iPod. Go my Zoom.
Listen to those tapes I gave you.
Saw a little thing on the news. Crisis in the Middle East. Is there something going on over there that I don't know about?
Yeah, there's trouble
in the Middle East.
Yeah, trouble
in the Middle East. Crisis in the Middle East. Trouble in the Middle East. Trouble in the Middle East. Trouble in the Middle East.
Watch out for break lines.
Whew. Trouble in the Middle East. Who knew? I panicked. I got on the phone with everyone I knew. Trouble in that part of the country? I never heard of such a thing.
Part of the world.
That part of the world, I should say.
For a thousand years.
I can't believe it. I thought it was all just date palms and people fanning themselves by an oasis. Trouble. Crisis. Well, whatever it is.
It'll pass.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be worked out.
What day is it?
Is it Tuesday?
Wednesday.
I'll give them an extra day for the thing. I don't know if they do a Thanksgiving thing over there. I'm going to give them until Saturday.
Right.
I was going to say Friday, but I figure things slow down around the holidays. People travel.
You're right.
A Saturday. Should have the whole thing smoothed over?
Perfect.
Or do we got another 100 years of this?
I
think it's smoothed over. There's no problem.
Hey, you guys are you doing a tour supporting a hotline that we refer people to or have referred over the years? Suicide prevention line?
Yes, take action. We're doing that in February and March, around the whole country and part of Canada. Take action is a tour that's been going on for a few years now, and it's kind of raises awareness for teen suicide.
It's a number we usually have
teen
given.
Teen suicide prevention.
We have not given out in a long time.
They're not endorsing it.
It's 1-800, interestingly enough, 1-800-SUICIDE, 1-800-784-2433. But actually, it's one of the good ones.
It's a really good thing. It's actually, young teenagers who are available to talk to other teenagers who have problems about anything, not just suicide thoughts, but any problems they have that they don't want to talk to.
Right. And that sounds trite, but don't kill yourself, not only for you, but really for your folks and like your friends and your kid's sister and freaked out.
Because on one hand...
Their lives are ruined.
No, you're absolutely right. On one hand, they want to impress upon other people their aggression, what you've done to me, therefore I'll kill myself. But they really don't appreciate how devastating it is for everyone in their life. Yeah. It really is just awful.
When I was a teenager, I actually talked a friend of mine out of committing suicide, and it was one of the first big achievements I ever felt like I accomplished.
Oh, that's nice.
He went on to kill John Lennon. Mm. But
yeah, that's true.
He still stands by the decision. And no, it is. I was thinking of that because what's his name did try to kill himself. The guy killed John Lennon. It's on a beach in Hawaii.
When he was younger?
Mark David Chapman or who? No, it was Reagan. Who the hell shot? Oh, come on, buddy. You got to have one in you. One in you, baby. Just one. Just one. Like a retarded guy at the free throw line. Just one, baby.
Winona Ryder or something like that?
Just one. All right, I'll figure it out. No, I'm going to figure it out.
That's gone.
It's gone. When was it there? The point is, the guy who ends up shooting Lennon is killing himself on a beach in Hawaii, sitting in his car. Got the
recently, yeah, his kid.
And 20 years ago.
Is he out? And he's still in prison.
No, back before he kills.
Yeah.
He's in the joint now.
Yeah,
we can't let him out. He killed somebody.
Yeah,
he's kidding. I'm sure he has
Binkley,
good life.
Binkley. But, his name Binkley, something like that.
Yeah, it's getting
John Binkley.
Getting Hinkley?
Hinkley. There you go.
Close. Is that it?
Yeah.
Anyway, on the beach. Hinkley. Oh, then Chapman is the guy who shot. All right. It's one or the other. Chapman or Hinkley. Point is I think it's Chapman, Mark David Chapman. I'm going to engineer Chris. I'm sorry to make you move. I know you have a policy.
He's breathing outside. He's breathing.
But
thank you, Edison.
Yeah, thank you, Chapman. All right. Here's how the show works, Edison. Basically. I'm right with my first guess. Drew's face registers. It's basically like imagine what a urinal would look like with no one standing at it. Just
facade.
Just nothing.
Yeah.
Just alabaster.
Slick.
And then he gives me nothing, so I think I'm wrong. So I keep going, and I start going the wrong direction,
yeah,
and that's it.
You trust yourself. You don't trust your instincts.
I should trust my instincts. Really, my number one instinct should be not to trust your instinct, or not to listen to you.
Hey, you guys,
what do you know, Drew? Do you know one of these things?
What's that?
You guys remember that show, Great American Hero?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, his name was Mr. Hankley, and it was on for like, I don't know, a month. And then that guy tried to shoot Reagan, and his name was Hankley, so they had to change the name to Mr. H.
Oh, really?
Because the Great American Hero had the same name as the guy that tried to kill
Ronnie. Same thing happened with Mr. C, Mr. Cunningham.
He was Chapman.
C was Chapman. Yeah. He didn't know that?
No,
Happy Days?
Know.
That's why they call him Mr. C. Mrs. C.
It's awesome.
Point is this guy was on the beach in Hawaii this many years ago. He was killing himself. He had the garden hose shoved in the car. Yeah. It was like 5 in the morning. He was going to watch the sunset and slowly drift off to sea. And fishermen found him. Mm. Pulled him out. Got him that. Got him to a hospital. Went to work for a hospital in like Hawaii for a few years. Came to Los Angeles. Shot John Lennon. Or went to New York. Shot John Lennon. So you see? I mean, it's a good thing to save people from killing themselves, but once in a while it backfires on you. That's all I'm saying. Still a worthy cause. You definitely...
So you're telling Marco that his sense of accomplishment should be just crushing it.
9 times out of 10, it's a great thing. Once in a while, the guy kills an icon.
Yeah. All right, Marco.
That's all I'm saying.
You'll leave tonight feeling good about this show. Don't worry. It's good. No, that's
once
fine.
In a blue moon. Yeah. That's all.
It's an odds game.
You should definitely call. You play the odds. The odds are call, save yourself. Once in a while, the guy gets drunk, cleans out a family later on in life.
Or if nothing else, spend the $10 and come to the show because we've got like 5 bands, and you can also feel $10. You buy yourself some good karma,
and the suicide
you see a
line.
Bunch of good bands.
Yes. Right, right, all right.
This is back to everything happens to her for a reason, Adam. See, that's why people say stuff like that.
Okay. Let me ask you, Drew. I know it sounds like picking on you, but do you think you know instinctively when I want you to give me like I'm 0 for about 500.
In terms of any
kind of reference where I go.
If it's a cultural reference, I'm 0 for 500.
You do know a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but I don't know stuff about...
No, but you do know. You know more. You know more than you think you know. My cueing has always revealed zero results.
Putting me on the spot, I block.
All right.
That's always the worst. If there's a possibility of me coming up with it, that's the worst way to start.
Okay. I'll try to ease into it.
Just kind of muse about it and see if I come up with it.
Okay.
Don't turn to me. Don't look at me. Look at me.
I'll give you your space, buddy. It's a great instinct for radio, by the way. Yeah, it's the number one quality you need is not to be able to come up with anything on the spot.
And don't talk.
And not talking. A lot of head nodding. Those are two things you need. Kay?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, it's okay. You want to find a partner who is sort of fragmented into at least 3 different people.
Basically. And everybody I speak to always says, Kano, you're an idiot, but... You know, I'm still trying to hope. I will say the one thing that I didn't get to mention before. I did find that woman, but she did die on me about 3 months ago from leukemia. Oh. But the way we met was basically she found me and, you know, went up to me in a bar and started talking to me. But when it actually comes to looking for somebody that was like her, I have, you know, difficulties trying to find basically, a submissive woman with some dominant qualities.
Hey, Kay.
Yep.
How are you doing? You ever have a stroke or get in a moped accident or something in ice fishing, like you fell in the lake and they pulled you out 4 hours later or something like that? Is there anything involving cold water?
No, not frozen? Exactly. Why?
Nothing? Like when you were a kid, the ice didn't crack?
What do you mean, not exactly?
He's calling from Minnesota. I'm saying...
Everyone in Minnesota.
Somebody went to the lake.
I was 6 feet of snow, Adam, if you really want to know.
I
was buried in 6 feet of snow with a car accident, and I flipped 6 times.
Oh, now we're getting somewhere.
Were you into S&M before that?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Same way?
Yep.
So your car rolled 6 times?
That yeah, with 6 times... 4 left to right and 2 front over back.
Oh my God.
Cartwheeling.
Never drive a Chevy Citation. They roll like a ball.
That's just showing off at that point. I mean, you go 4 rolls, that's fine. But then when you start cartwheeling,
so
you got a hot dog.
What kind of injuries did you get?
I know I'm a showman. I know I'm a showman.
Sure. You're the Liberace of driving.
So now we're exactly. Now it's me. I'm thinking drugs.
And so you cartwheeled into a snowbank?
Yep.
And
what were you throwing from the...
Had to dig out with our bare hands 6 feet down. Literally, I can say I was buried 6 feet under.
You were in shape to dig out?
No, they dug him out.
Oh, they dug him out.
No, we dug out.
Oh, we?
You were in shape to dig out?
And we walked away. We actually had to walk about 2 miles back to my mother's house at the time.
So, wow. Okay, you may have missed the spirit of that question. Have you had any medical problems or injuries or anything?
No.
Okay.
All right, hold on a second. Is it possible to cartwheel a Chevy Citation?
And then dig out.
And then dig yourself out of a snowbank and
walk. Two of them.
I think I saw it in MacGyver once. So
yeah,
he
made a shovel out of a playing card, was able to dig his way to light. I always like the part where people get buried not sure which way up is. I always kind of feel like I would. I think, you know what I'd do? I would fart and see which way it went.
You're supposed to spit.
Oh, you spit?
Like if you're in an avalanche.
Hit you in the nose either way. What do you...
Oh, yeah.
Our drummer,
I would fart anyway.
Our drummer, Kenny,
yeah.
He keeps a hatchet in his bunk on the tour bus because he's convinced that one day, if, you know, knock on wood,
kill a stripper,
he'll be able to hatchet his way out of there.
Right. No, there is.
After he kills a stripper.
After he kills a stripper with the hatchet, he's going to be able to claw his way to safety. It's my favorite item. All right, we'll get back to Kenny in a second. My favorite item in the ridiculous items of in the Sky Mall. When you're in the airplane and you're traveling, I like the personal air sanitizer you wear around your neck. By the way, how big an ass kicking would you get like in high school wearing that stupid air freshener around your neck? But it's got a little fan in it.
Yeah.
But yes, but the one is the safety hammer. It's like the life hammer. Yeah. This is the hammer you keep under your hair. You can hack through the seatbelt, and then of course let's face it. Eventually, you're going to end up in a mire upside down in your car like Ted Kennedy drove you into it, and you're going to have to get out with this hammer.
And it has a...
Yeah, but the point is it's just a hammer, essentially. So, by the way, you could go down to the True Value, spend $4, and just get any crappy 20-ounce hammer and put it on your car seat. But here's why I won't get an item like that. It almost guarantees you're going into a lake. Right. When you buy it, not only you get the hammer, you got a one-way ticket to Davy Jones' locker. That's number one. And then number two, my wife would put it in the trunk. And then I would spend my last moments going, where's that? I'll kill her. Like, I would end up taking like my bloody finger and scratching to the headline of our car. You bitch. I can't believe it's in the trunk. Miss Corral, we found teeth marks in the back, so he was trying to eat his way into the trunk. You don't want to see the headliner. It's pretty offensive.
I think
he used the C word.
I think it's in the stocking stuffer section of the Sky Mall, too.
Yeah.
What kind of message are you sending when you buy your friends that as Christmas presents?
If somebody bought me that, I would take it to their head. I would just go, how dare you? I would just attack them with the hammer, and not a court in the land would convict me.
You ever notice in the Sky Mall magazines when they're selling an alarm clock, it's set to 420?
Oh,
that's right. It's always interesting,
But it's what's set up for. Not everyone flies on planes over the world like you guys.
Well, I said, it's the catalog you read on the plane.
Right. It's in there next to the... whatever airline's magazine, it's always there.
Right, after you get done reading the safety card.
You read the Sky Mall. It's your punishment for forgetting a Sports Illustrated before you get on the plane.
It's front gate and all the different sharper image. And they all
you're great. Yeah, it's always, and you're like, and if you get drunk enough, you start giving stuff serious consideration, like life-size inflatable chess set for the backyard. Oh, they're weighted down by sand. Okay. Yeah, I could see. And then you sober up and you're like, oh, what the hell?
The different kinds of fire pits. They have fire pits.
I like this. They have like rope ladders and stuff.
I can come close to getting that.
It's a family climbing out in a very orderly fashion. By the way, the mom standing there, Junior in his little jammies, climbing down the rope ladder. You guys got to get that Sky Mall. Angie or Chris, you ever see that Sky Mall catalog?
No.
Okay.
Been on a plane?
No, I haven't.
They have. But you call him a metal bird, right?
Okay.
No, you don't. All right. But you still call the train the iron horse, right?
Right.
Yeah,
yes.
People. All right. Have you been on an airplane?
No, I haven't.
You haven't? No. I got to get you on an airplane.
Oh, Chris, finally. I'm going to get you on airplane. Finally.
Here's
Chris, finally your relationship with Adam's going
to
pay off.
Where do you want us to go? Let's go.
I would like, I'm going to buy you a one-way ticket. No, I'm going to get you on a Southwest flight.
To Las Vegas.
Yeah, I'm going to get you Vegas.
But there's no SkyMall on the Southwest.
Oh, there isn't?
I think so.
There is but there? they sell flip-flops and cut off sweatpants and crack, I think. Yeah,
no, you could drive to Vegas.
Yeah, okay, listen, kid, whatever. Do what you got to do, then. I was trying to set the kid up, give him a little taste of the good life on Southwest.
Fun, yeah.
Forget it. No, I'll fly someone else. Drew, you want me to fly you somewhere?
On Southwest.
All right, sorry, buddy. All right, it's a threat. We'll take a little break. Sugar Cult.
Adam, if you were to think about your life before this business, are you kidding?
I
can't afford it, man.
I went on a plane. I flew to Vegas one time before my
30th
birthday.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I'm an international playboy compared to this guy.
He's not 30 yet.
All right. All right, buddy. I'm going to get you on a flight. We're going to take ourselves a crop duster. We're going to take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back after this. Yeah! There, buddy. It's Love Line. Yeah. Sugar called in here tonight. Tim and Marco. We're just laughing about everyone exaggerating their car accidents and how it works. And also, people. Here's the other one. Here's the other famous story. The guys getting the car accident. State trooper said if anyone was, if there was a passenger in this car, he'd be dead. I was the passenger. They love saying that would be dead. And I was
right.
They love that one, too. It's very dramatic.
If I would have moved one more inch to the right, I wouldn't.
Or so I died three times on the way to the hospital.
He said the bullet that missed me was only 9 feet from my heart. That if it had been just 9 more feet to the left, it would have struck me in the heart.
Yeah.
It's like on people.
Yeah, people have trouble thinking about those sorts of things.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
The difference between a hit and a miss.
A lot of stuff going through people, too, where they go, if that bamboo shoot had hit, if it had been 2 centimeters to the right, I wouldn't be here right now. I'm always thinking, wow, that'd be great. I don't want you to be dead, but I would like you to be somewhere else, saving me from this horrible story, which I've heard 4 times. So. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Ready?
Here we go.
You ready to go? Let's go. Let's get it on. Woo!
All right, third call tonight.
Come on,
third
guys.
Call, Adam. Third call
tonight.
Third call.
That's our lucky one. Wow.
Third girls out there? Do girls ever call this
Here's
show?
Danielle.
Hell yeah, they do. Danielle does. Danielle?
Right. Hi.
You're 19?
Yeah.
Drew's Gabby tonight. That's why we're not taking any calls. Go ahead, Danielle.
Okay. I wanted to know how I could find out if my roommate is a lesbian.
How about asking her?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Chris is talking
kind of
over there. Chris is yelling something out.
Chris.
Make a move on her.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris. Yeah. Bold.
Yeah.
What makes you think she's a lesbian or might be a lesbian?
One of her friends always comes over and like spends the night, and I'm in the bottom bunk and they're in the top bunk, and they kind of make funny sounds and I don't know, like kissy sounds.
Oh, wait, were you guys on a prison ship? You're 19.
Submarine?
Yeah, you have to live together
bed. I've never heard of women in bunks.
Nice.
With a third.
Well, it's in a dorm.
Well, there's two up top.
Oh, you're in a dorm. Oh,
yeah.
Sexy.
Oh, I was in a 3-level bunk when I was in college.
You were? Like a Three Stooges style bunk?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
Squalor.
Trifecta nerd.
Yeah.
Well, is there a problem with her if she's a lesbian? Like, is that going to bum you out?
Yeah, why don't you just bring up the fact you have trouble sleeping because...
Do you hear them getting it on?
Well, I don't hear them, like, explicitly, but I hear, like, little things, but, like... It's like when I'm coming in the room. It's not like when I'm in there, they're like still making sounds.
I think, Danielle, you can assume that something's going on.
If she's bunking up,
that's a pretty good bet.
Literally with a chick,
And I think the issue of, it's a girl or boy, whatever, it's sort of a weird boundary thing for you. And you ought to say, this makes me uncomfortable. Not just because it's a girl,
okay.
But, I know you'd like to watch Adam, but and you guys too.
Well, maybe Danielle's interested. Are you curious?
Not so much.
Does it bum you out because you think she's just kind of, the dorm room's really small and you feel like this extra person is sort of invading your private space?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't have a problem with it, but it's just kind of like I'm sleeping there too, so it's kind
right.
Of
if we're a guy in the bed with her too, it'd be very weird. It's just a bad bite. And this she comes to UC Santa Barbara and she's expecting the surfer, the beautiful life there.
Yeah.
Right? You at UC Santa Barbara?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where
are you coming
from? I
went
there.
You went there?
Yeah.
And you left? You were able to get out?
I got out alive.
Wow. A gaucho that got out.
Isla Vista didn't get the best of me.
Goleta didn't either?
Isla Vista's where...
I lived in Isla Vista, too.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't know anyone that's lived there and left.
And lived.
No, they don't.
They die there, or they just...
Yeah. They don't get out. It's a roach motel for a college student.
But not because it's awful, because it's
well, the problem with me is our band's from Santa Barbara. I grew up in Santa Barbara, so you find out early on when you're maybe in junior high or early high school, there's this place called Isla Vista where you can make out with girls and drink... Off of kegs for free.
It closed the streets.
So, yeah, I kind of tapped Isla Vista out before I was even 17.
Oh, man. Isla Vista, by the way, Halloween, that's a party over there,
good
boy.
Time. Yeah.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time at Isla Vista.
You got attacked there in a van.
I got attacked in a van. I got high on mushrooms and met a girlfriend there. I've had many times.
On mushrooms? Met the girl?
Yeah. What? Oh, no, wait a minute. My buddy was high on mushrooms, and I cut him loose because he was bringing me down. I got a 12-pack, and I went out on my own, and I was able to score. It was the wheeze. He was like, hey, buddy, come on. You're slowing me down now. I'm trying to score here, for the love of Christ. Sailor outfit, Halloween, looking good. Yeah, looking real good.
Stripes.
All right.
Ascot.
Sugar cult here. No, it was, you know.
Stripes.
No, it was more, yeah. Think Cracker Jacks. Well,
I'm thinking Popeye.
Well, don't think Popeye. Okay. I think what I tell you to think. Right. Remember our agreement?
That's right.
All right. Now think commercial.
Let's go.
All right. After this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Sugar Cult in here tonight. Tim and Marco both representing the band. Out with Green Day as we speak. And then going on European tour with Blink. 182, who should probably come in here. We haven't seen them in a little while.
It has been a while, yeah.
Yes, we've seen Travis, I believe.
A couple times.
I have a really big dick.
That would be Tom?
No, Mark.
Mark
who's right. We provided a wife for.
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
That's right.
We just played Bakersfield.
Mark again? Yeah.
That's back before the Nads dropped. We are going to go to the phones and speak to Corey. Did we speak to Corey?
Did we say that Sugar Cult is here?
I did say Sugar Cult is here. Right, I gave the whole speech. No, we didn't say it.
We did not.
I said it. That's right. That's why I get the medium bucks. Corey?
Yeah.
26?
Yep.
What's up?
Oh, first of all, I want to tell Dr. Drew, hey, I seen you on MSNBC last night, and you had some pretty good points. Good job.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. It was kind of interesting.
He meant your nipples were hard, poking through your sweater.
That's what he meant, points.
Yeah, I think that's what he meant. What were you guys talking about?
I sat on Scarborough for a full hour, which is kind of weird. I'd never done that before.
Scarborough's a guy who looks like his eyes look like vulvas, right? It looks like a shaved vulva.
It's a little bit, yeah. But every time I do
it, horny. I want to give it to his head. I do. I can't help it. It's on.
It was Mike Barnicle was hosting it every other time.
Mike Barnicle.
He's a good guy. And then
who's Mike Barnicle?
Pat Buchanan is always hosting it every time I do it. It seems like.
But you never get Scarborough.
I do, but he has guest hosts on a lot. It seems like at least when I'm on.
So you never get the old vagina eyes on yourself, but you get a guy named Barnicle.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Man, you got a. And what's his first name?
Mike.
Now, listen, when you got a guy named Barnicle as the last name, you name him Mike, you name him like Rusty.
Yeah, it seems like he should be a sailor, doesn't it?
Yeah, Popeye. Rusty Popeye Barnicle. Yeah, you don't name him Mike. You're squandering a perfectly cool last name.
You should be writing the Krabby Patty.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, Corey, yeah.
Yeah.
So you like Drew, fantastic. What else?
Oh, well, I have to definitely give thumbs up to Ace's Ranchero Mexican Accordion Countdown as well.
Oh, we got to play that tonight.
Since I'm handing out the compliments, good job on that one, Adam.
Yeah, we're going to play some Ranchero Accordion Countdown tonight with Sugar Cult. I think that's smart. I'm sure engineer Chris is already queued up.
Oh, where is Chris?
I don't know. He may be hopping on a Southwest flight. Let's hope so.
So what's up, Corey?
Well, I've been... myself and my wife, we've been together 5 years. We've been married 2.5. And she's got a big problem that, you know, every time we have sex, she can never get off.
And during intercourse?
Yeah, during intercourse.
That would make her normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most women do not have orgasms during intercourse.
Most.
All of Adam's partners.
None. Zero. Less than zero.
Yes.
It's a less than zero. It's like a black. I'm a black
hole. It's a rare thing to see a woman orgasm.
If someone did have an orgasm, it would swallow it up. All right.
So there you go, Corey.
Is there anything that,
Drew, you know, hold on a second.
What?
How often do people have to walk in and out of the studio when the mics are on? It's one thing if people just kibitz around here. So they just sort of head in and they drift in, they drift down, they drift in and they drift out. If they were doing something, it'd be awesome.
Ann was looking up the next song on the album.
All right.
And
please, and engineer Chris, I know you had to make a number one or make a phone call
or
go down to the vending machine, whatever it is you had to do. Please wait. Let's just do it on a commercial break. It's like regular, like normal shows.
He was busy
right?
doing us during the commercial break.
All right, buddy. All right. Where are we talking about? Corey.
So, Corey. Yeah. So, you're aware that most women don't orgasm during intercourse.
Actually, most of the partners that I've had, it's been the other way that they have. So
either they're faking or that's rare.
Is it?
Oh, God.
Faking, you see?
Yeah, probably faking.
Yes.
Yeah. Assume they're faking.
Her big thing is she wants to have an orgasm during intercourse. Is there anything we can take, or any steps that we can?
Well, you ask an interesting question. First of all, does she orgasm with the oral sex?
Yes.
All right, so she's in the majority camp with that.
Yeah.
And, yes, there's some women that report enhanced orgasmic function with the Viagra-type medicines, so Cialis and Levitra.
Yeah.
So that's something I suppose you could try, but there's all kinds of things you can incorporate into what you're doing to try to help her.
Here's the reality with chicks. You save yourself a few bucks. You just get like a children's aspirin and go, I got a Cialis. It says bear on it. Don't put nuts. Bear. That's like bear ass. That's not here. Take one of these, baby. It's an orgasm in a pill. Take one. She'll probably have one because women's the vagina is not really hooked up anyway. It's all about the mind. If the placebo thing works on women more than it would work on a guy.
Possibly.
I think you could try that. Number two, she could take the real thing. Number three, she could get a little vibrator or something involved with the festivities. Could she do that?
Yeah, we tried that.
And number four, you could get a little more realistic about her sexual functioning.
Yeah, leave her alone.
Yeah, that's just the way she's wired, and that's like
some some sexual positions though too could maybe help out. I don't know.
What do you got?
Tim's an expert on this. No,
what
no.
Do you got?
I'm by no means any expert, but it seems like I remember once being with a girl where the only way she could have an orgasm. It almost didn't even seem like I was having sex. It was like friction so hard.
You know that one?
Yeah. And that was the only way that she could.
Why not go back to the oral sex?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've tried that. I've turned our bedroom into a circus camp for a few nights. Rotating.
No, that's not what he's talking about.
No,
it's more of
like a position. It's not. It's
like direct contact.
It's not really. Well, it's not really the in and out.
It's
more
the
of
grind.
Like it's that kind of grind thing. It sort of leaves you with a sort of a probably more of a red.
Basically, it's the your mortar gets eaten up by your pestle.
Right.
What it is, it just gets ground into fine dust. She hops off like big cloud of dust. What happened to my door? Smoke starts. Yeah, it's like it's just to grind your penis. And I actually had mine actually pushed into my abdomen.
Because it's about the the pubic bone.
Exactly.
Content,
really.
Yeah. Just grind your penis into yourself. It's really quite gay if you think about it.
Quite what?
I was quite gay. I was effing myself.
It grinded into your ass?
I went front side. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
You're grinding it in. Yeah, that would be a taller order.
And by the way, not a turn on, right? It's not what he's looking
for.
That's not what he's looking for.
His
fantasy is that she's gonna, he's gonna make her have an
order
rather than her use him as a.
How about if she kind of plays with herself a little bit while you guys are having
sex.
That's
what we were saying.
I'm sure she's tried that, though. She tried that?
Yeah, she's tried that.
Doesn't work?
Nah, not necessarily.
All right.
Corey, relax.
Relax.
Yeah.
Stop trying. Everyone, please. You make all the rest of us look bad, number one. Number two, you're not going to get anything. Just relax. You got TiVo. You watch that TiVo. That's it. Put your feet up. Turn the TiVo on. Just wait to die.
Well, give her the orgasm orally, and then as soon as she's freaking out, then throw it in.
Oh, that's good, except for what we talked about earlier. It's hard to...
When you're down, it's hard to get back
up. Yeah.
You got to lick the thread before you thread the needle. You know what I mean? It's hard to push it through there sometimes when it's all dried out and, it's sort of frayed at the end.
It's often called the abalone effect.
You know what there should be? There should be, Drew, you know what would be nice? Some sort of orifice or something that was sort of between the mattress and box spring that you could kind of, you know, when you were down there doing your business, that something you could slide in just to sort of, like, the equivalent to a, a heating tray at a fast food place. Like, somewhere between the grill and when it goes into the mouth. Meaning, you're performing oral on the old lady. You don't want to lose the wood.
Right.
But yet, if you're down there for 10 minutes, there's a chance
Here's
it may
the deal.
Go away.
Here's
something,
the deal.
Just a bun warmer.
No.
You know
just
what I'm saying?
A tube, like a fluffer.
The tube that vibrates and loads a condom.
Yeah.
Perfect.
You don't need the condom.
Yeah, but think of the...
No. That's an optional attachment.
But think if it would do both those things.
I don't want a condom.
All right.
I just need a bun warmer. I need some place to put it keep it, keep the blood circulating while I'm doing my patriotic chore.
I think you're onto something, man.
You
call the electronic fluffer, and you can, put in a SkyMall magazine.
Yeah. It runs off a 9-volt. It goes in between the mattress and the box spring. There's those things that catchers used to wear, that piece of plastic they would attach onto the mask so they wouldn't get hit in the throat with the ball. that hangs off the bottom. It's sort of a gutter. Yeah, just in case it's a premature detonation.
Can I make one more suggestion?
Yeah.
Try playing a Sugar Cult song. Works every time.
Actually, we're going to try that. But I think the old lady would get suspicious if you're like, oh, babe. Oh! She's like, wow.
Why you never liked that so much before?
Yeah. Yeah, wow. You really turned the corner on this oral thing. Don't talk.
Our songs are good for lovemaking. Most of them are under 3 minutes long. It's perfect.
We will take one call, and then we'll hear a Sugar Cult
Angela,
song.
23. Here we go. Moving right along.
Angela?
Hi.
What's up?
First and foremost, I'd like to send a shout out to Sugar Cult.
Yeah.
Hi, Angela. How are you?
I'm well.
Go ahead.
Okay. This is kind of embarrassing, but my boyfriend, like, when I give him oral sex, he doesn't come, and I'm putting in my, like, I'm doing my patriotic chore, if you will, mm-hmm. and it's just not working out. And I was wondering if, like, there's something else I could be doing, like there's
we got to break this one down.
Not his thing.
It may just not be his thing. Some guys do not orgasm with oral sex, or what? I know it's shocking, Angela.
Could be technique.
Those guys. They're, none of them are Adam's friends, but they do. And the other thing is, women have this thing. Well, I did this for so long. It's like that's a sign that things weren't going well.
Right.
You weren't doing things quite right.
Right.
Or he's not into it. Those are the two options.
Yeah, it's sort of like, well, this surgery should only take in 20 minutes, but it took 8 hours. I must have done it extra good. No, it means the complications.
Right, exactly.
Something's wrong. If someone's flatlining.
Right.
You going for 45 minutes to an hour is not a great thing. And by the way, if you don't get the desired results in the first two Sugar Cult songs.
6 minutes will be plenty.
Yeah, that's plenty. Yeah.
Does it happen with more than one guy?
It was one guy.
I've never had a problem, and that's why I'm calling you. Otherwise, I'd be like,
What does he say?
He says that it takes him a really long time, and I'm like...
How about with intercourse?
Oh, yeah, he comes all the time.
He's one of these guys.
He's a passionate man. He's a man of passion. He doesn't. Guys that are super passionate, it's not that they don't enjoy oral sex, it's that they love humping so much that they just want to get to it.
Yeah.
Well,
do you like to give oral?
You don't want to have a huge salad and fill up on the salad if you know you're gonna have a great deal following.
You're not even into the salad.
You're not into the salad, let's say it's a decent salad.
Quiet.
You like the salad, but you know you've got Chateaubriand on the other side, and they serve you a giant salad. You're like, oh, forget it.
Yeah.
No way.
Well, yeah.
You're anxious to get through the salad.
You're anxious. You want to get right. Are we talking about eating now? Because sometimes I get lost into my metaphors.
Yeah.
Are we going out to eat or not?
Food, yeah.
I'm hungry.
It's food, yeah.
Here's the point. Yes, guys, it's something we've learned. It's something I didn't know. It's something I found out working so closely with such a passionate man over the years in Engineer Chris. He's passionate about not flying. No. With Dr. Drew, which is guys who don't like getting oral, I always just thought, well, they're just not that sad. They're not into it. They're not into chicks that much or something. They're not into it that much. No, they're into it so much that this is a distraction. They got to get to it. There's a vagina in the room. It needs to be filled. Yes.
I'm the same way.
Are you?
I'm the same way.
You
absolutely.
Guys, thank you.
You guys could start some passion cult.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's called sugar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whereas yeah, me and Mark, we could just... look, me and Mark, we'll be over here getting a BJ while you two bang the bejesus out of the world. Yeah?
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll be relaxing with a nice, soothing BJ while you guys are banging the bejesus out of everything that walks. Yes?
Yeah.
Mark, you with me?
Sure.
Good. All right, let's hear a sugar cult song, yeah?
Yeah.
All right? That's passion, but you're a passionate man, yes?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Speaking of Beegers, here's Sugar Cult.
Yeah. Second song we're playing.
It also has a certain amount. There's a certain amount of anxiety in that, too. You got to be kind of an anxious person, too.
Well,
otherwise,
Drew,
you'd sit and relax with it.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Two things go together, I think, a little bit.
If he's that kind of guy or not. Because, like, Drew's a guy who... we were using it as a metaphor before, but when he goes out and he eats in a hurry. When you tell him, I'll meet you in the lobby and then we'll go to the airport, he's there like a few minutes early and he's calling you and everything is like, I think
everything's get to it.
Receiving oral sex is like too passive for you. You got to be on your feet. You got to be running. And how about you get on a treadmill and get a BJ?
Oh, that might work. And I'd read if I were reading. Reading on treadmill.
We get your wife on a mechanics creeper, so it's got wheels on it. We put it in front of you. It's like a handicapped veteran, and she's just rolling along. We'll use some Velcro straps. We'll strap her to the front thing, and you're reading and listening to a book on cassette while you're watching CNN and getting a BJ. Do you think you could tolerate it then?
That sounds like Nirvana.
Your sack would be multitasking. Yes.
Yes.
All right. All right. Yeah. All right. You ready to go here? All right. This is, next song we're going to play is called Memory.
Back. winner. Sugar Cult.
Thank you. Thanks. We did that live right here, right now.
Under music.
Out of breath.
You barely hear him setting up. Palm Trees and Power Lines, name of the CD. Guys are going out with Blink-182 to Europe. And leaving right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. We just played Bakersfield.
Always funny.
Tomorrow night's the last night of the Green Day tour. We've been out with them for about 5 weeks.
Are they at Long Beach again?
No, up in San Francisco. So we're driving. We leave it at 2 a.m.
Yeah, 2 in the morning, drive up there.
Tonight?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's I think that's Green Day's hometown, San Francisco area. Well, and you just hop in the bus and...
yeah, just hop in the bus and...
Adam will send you up on Southwest.
Yeah, I can fly out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
It's beautiful.
Take Chris with you. It'd be great.
Oh, yeah. Listen, if you've never traveled in the back of a Pinto, then you have no idea what it's like to fly Southwest.
Really?
It is an experience. I'm going to get you on an airplane. I might get you a BJ. Cool. I'm going to get you a lot of things, Chris.
Sweet.
You stick with me. All right. How you doing on the Ace's Mexican Ranchero accordion countdown? We queued up? We feeling good?
No, I was just using the CD player for the song.
So. Oh, okay. All right. Well, get some get a little Ranchero music in there, buddy. Yeah. We're going to take ourselves a call. We got some Ranchero countdown to play. We got a lot of show ahead of us, Drew.
Yes? Right, cranberry recipe?
Oh, my God. My cranberry recipe. Drew, what? There's too much show to try to shoehorn into the next 38 minutes. I don't know what we're going to do.
We're going to do it.
We're going to do it?
We're going to break it down.
All right, we got to break it down.
We'll take a break now.
Yeah. I don't know.
We'll start. We'll
no,
start fresh.
I don't know. I say before we take the break, we got to get something in. Maybe the cranberries, maybe the Ranchero. What do you got? You got Ranchero, Chris?
Not yet. I'm going to queue it up right now.
Okay, buddy.
You can't do it because he has to read the commercial during the break. So you have to.
No, I'm not reading it.
Are you torturing me on purpose, Gorilla, when you do this?
Why?
Because we're supposed to break at 20, and you're like, oh, it's 22. We need to squeeze more show in.
Well, I was torturing you unintentionally, by the way. But now it's intentional.
He's satisfied by it now.
All right. Look,
it's just, it's the second half of the show is like half commercials, and it's brutal.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Put the Ranchero in, would you, Chris?
Complain.
Get that going.
On air,
we got to take ourselves a little break. I'm aware of the time. Okay. I know when it's time to break. I'm a pro. Sugar Cult in here tonight. We're going to come back. We're going to play a little Ace's Ranchero accordion countdown. All that after this. Yeah, it's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Sugar Cult in studio.
Hello.
Tonight. Sells a CD out called Palm Trees and Power Lines, and it is out as we speak, and it's good. So, we will got some business to take to. First, the official business of the cranberry sauce recipe.
All right, go.
And hold on, Drew. I don't respond.
There's so much show, we got to get to it.
I don't respond to that tone.
Slow down and stop?
What do you want me to do?
Would you slow down?
No, not going to do it. Going to speed up now.
I want you not to take any more calls and not to get to any calls.
Huh? Oh,
I certainly don't want you to...
Hold on. Did you hear him say he didn't want me to take calls?
And above all else, I don't want you doing that cranberry recipe.
Uh-oh, you don't?
I want you doing that.
About,
I want you
about,
doing it slow.
How about this? How about this? How about this, Wiseacre? You don't want me to take calls? You don't want me to give the cranberry recipe? How about I take a call and give the cranberry recipe to the call? How do you like that? You want to keep going? I didn't think so. Madison.
Yes?
You get a sack of loose cranberries... Comes in a 12-ounce sack. These are actual cranberries, not crushed, not pulverized, not minced, not gelatinized, just loose cranberries in a sack. All right? You take those, you put them in a saucepan. First, you take the saucepan, put a cup of water in it, just one cup of water. It says put a cup of sugar. Huh? I'm going to keep going, Drew.
Slow down.
Okay. And you bring it to a boil, okay? And you put a little zest of lemon in there, and it says put a whole cup of sugar in there. But I go with about 3/4 cup. You know why? Because you can always add sugar if you do. I season the taste. I put a little zest of lemon. I get it boiling in there, the sugar and the water in the saucepan. I add the cranberries. I put a lid on it. I put on simmer. 5 minutes later, I got cranberry sauce. What do you think of that, Drew?
5 minutes.
5 minutes later.
That's
beautiful,
incredible.
Warm, delectable, sweet, and tangy cranberry sauce. And not that white trash crap you people pull out of a can. Love of Christ. There should be... You shouldn't hear that electric can opener going on Thanksgiving.
Never.
People think it's okay. They really do. Including my own crappy family.
To serve it like when you still see the ridges from the can.
Oh, my God.
Cranberry sauce.
Are we animals? Are we in prison? What's going on? And by the way, you got 14 hours logged in the kitchen. How about another 14 minutes? You make some nice cranberry sauce, some beautiful relish. And I don't like, and by the way, once in a while, you get this jack off. Oh, I like the canned stuff. Oh, shut up. You like the canned stuff better. Why don't you get a Swanson's turkey dinner while you're at it?
Open the can and hand them a spoon.
I was about to be that guy.
I would stab you with this pen.
It's like, I actually kind of like it.
You do?
It's sort of like this weird spoon. Jello.
That's it. No,
it's Jello. It's like Jello.
It's a little bizarre.
Once you go fresh, you never go, what rhymes with fresh but seems like
mash? Mash, lesh.
Yeah, okay, we're going to work on that. The point is the fresh stuff is delectable. Great. And it's easy. It is so easy.
I'm going to write that down.
It's right on the back of the package, by the way. You don't have to do it.
Plastic packages of this.
Yeah, it's like a pillowcase of cranberries.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like fresh cranberries? Frozen cranberries?
No, fresh. In a bag. Fresh, it's like by the strawberries.
Fresh whole cranberries. You get them in the produce section.
I've never seen the directions on the back.
That's what it is. It's ignorance. People don't know. That's why I wear that.
It's obviously a very complicated recipe. It's
sure.
Tough.
Yeah. Think about how much better guacamole is when you make it yourself.
Bingo, buddy.
It would have to be gelatinized guacamole to be as bad as cranberry sauce becomes.
Yeah. No, this is fantastic. One cup of sugar or a little bit less, one cup of water, and one sack of cranberries. 5 minutes. By the way, people think, oh, is there some sort of fermentation process that goes on? Does it need to steep? No. 5 minutes. As soon as you bring it to boil, simmers.
Can you ruin it if you leave it simmering too long?
You could drop a deuce into it, a deuce floater, and ruin it. Yeah, you would eat right around it. It would add to it.
That's pretty impressive. Homemade cranberry sauce.
Yeah,
you know, like from scratch.
I do it every year, and oftentimes I bring it to my Aunt Pat's house, and she always gives me the stink eye because I am like
the hero.
I got my own.
Sister celebrity son-in-law. Mr. Celebrity nephew.
I am, but she's being shown up by the Hollywood jackass who makes his own cranberry. Oh, your ass doesn't stink, huh, son? Can't eat the generic.
You guys are having your
sauce
house with this
us,
year, right? Thanks
yeah.
for your
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not dare everybody. And then I get drunk and start mouthing off about it.
How do you make the canned white trash cranberry sauce from scratch? Now, that'd be impressive.
By a canned mold.
He's onto something.
Yeah. Interesting. Here's what I think. I think if you poured it into a container and you put it in the refrigerator, it sort of gelatinizes a little bit.
So if you've strained everything out of it.
If you want this to jello without the whole pieces in it. Yeah, it's interesting. But you might actually put a little gelatin in it. Yeah.
There we go.
All right, we're not going to do it.
Don't take calls. Do not take calls. No more calls.
What did Drew say?
Calls. No calls.
No calls? No calls? Funny. Madison?
Yes.
How do you like me now? You're 17.
Yes, I am.
What's going on?
Well, I've been in two sexual relationships. Only one, this last, the one I'm in right now, I've actually having intercourse, and I cannot orgasm for anything. Not for oral sex, not for intercourse, nothing.
You're 17. Most women don't have an orgasm until they're in their early 20s. Most, not all. There's some. I'm not kidding.
You're a little off. Yeah.
There's about 10-20% that will have lots of orgasms from the age of 8 on, but the most do not really come online until about 20, 22, and even then only with oral sex.
Okay.
So you're fine. The bewildering part about this, I must tell you, and I think most men would agree with me on this, if you don't have the orgasm, why are you having sex? Right? Can you imagine a guy?
Yeah.
Imagine a man like, well, I have sex with no orgasm. Guys would stop. They would not do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's nothing I can do.
True. Are we making a point? I was thinking about cranberries. Yeah. Madison?
Yes.
Yeah, you're 17. That's fine.
Okay.
You got to give yourself a little bit to get online. You got to get that coups online. That's what
okay.
It is. That's all right. You're cool.
All right. Just relax.
Give it a guy you like. Take it slow. You're fine. Don't get pregnant. All right. Don't do anything you don't want to do. Friend's mom's pregnant.
Doing math.
Well, hold on. I think it's time to play Mexican Ranchero according to Countdown. Engineer Chris, now would be your time to look surprised and wonder what we're doing and then say, hold on, it's going to take a minute.
It's going to take a minute. I'm ready now.
You ready? Wow.
But the guys don't know how to play it, so.
I'm going to explain how to do it. Cool. Here's how the...
These guys know Ranchero music.
Oh, you know Ranchero.
Santa Barbara.
Yeah, come Santa Barbara. Yeah.
We used to play in a Ranchero band. That's how we, you know, moonlighted as
same
rock
here.
And rollers.
Same here.
Who didn't?
One of the birthplaces of Ranchero music, Santa Barbara. Mm-hmm. That's why.
Well,
it needs
sort of
to,
where it was.
That's why it needs to be bombed.
Brought.
it's where it landed. And this is how we do it. We hear a random Ranchero song in a random spot in a random Ranchero song. We don't know if we're in the middle, the beginning, the end, and we try to figure out how long before you hear the ubiquitous accordion in the Ranchero music. Now, I'm going to have Drew go first. You make the first guess, Drew.
5 seconds.
5 seconds. Interesting.
Bold.
Bold.
Bold bet tonight.
Drew usually goes immediate or sometimes 3 seconds, but he's going 5 tonight. Tim?
Before the accordion starts doing the thing?
Before you hear your first accordion. No, and keep in mind, we may end up in the middle of the song. You understand?
Okay, yeah. No, I know what you mean.
No ramp up to accordion.
I thought it was going to be the big, like, yay.
Or
the tuba. This is tuba.
The scream.
Don't confuse it, Drew. That's Ace's
tuba
ranch.
I'll say 10 seconds.
Oh.
10
very
seconds.
Very bold.
Yeah.
All right, Marco?
I'm going to go with, well, let's see. He's got those covered. I'm going to go with right off the bat.
You're going immediate.
Good.
All right.
That's good.
And I'm going to go somewhere in between. I'm going to go 7 seconds.
A lot of risky bets. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So let's let it. We'll let it get to 20, and then we'll cue them. All right. You ready, Chris? I'll give you the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Oh, there it is.
Five.
No, five. Or six. I saw six. Five. Drew was dead nuts.
Right on.
Boom. 5 seconds. A lifetime. A lifetime for an accordionist in a Ranchero
band. That was a bold bet, too.
Wow.
That was a good ear. At first, I thought it was a trumpet, you know?
It was. So, you guys know. Oh, I guess you are in a band.
You don't know music.
Oh, yeah, no, we're a rock band.
We're
okay?
We use a doctor, your nappy headed
right.
comedian.
Yeah.
We got hit the road.
We're porn stars.
I think I flip flopped there for a second. That was right. It was. To be fair, it was 5.3, 5.4.
Yes. I'll give you that.
It was 6, but
and then no more. Where is it?
Well, where is it, Chris?
That's
where's
even
the
weirder.
Accordion?
There we go.
Yeah.
There's really not enough accordion in rock music. It's something that hasn't been.
Well,
here you go.
You guys could do something.
I think we got the market on it.
You had your calling now.
Yeah. True. Dead nuts.
I wonder. You know, if there's like, you know, how there's Guitar Hero slingers.
Oh,
if there's really like in this kind of music, whether there's like.
The Eddie Van Halen of
the
accordion.
Eddie Van exactly that has like a bunch of pedals or like the guy in Radiohead that like has all these pedals and tunes into these weird delays and stuff.
This guy's considered the Zach Wilde of the squeeze box.
Like he's got a long tongue.
Him.
You know,
it's awesome. I mean, if you like that kind of accordion, no one plays it better than this guy.
He's got moves.
It's like a John Popper for the harmonica.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
he does rock jumps off the drum riser with the accordion. A couple of roundhouse, you know, like swing the arm like Pete Townsend and strike the chord.
All right, so who wants to be the accordion player for the next Sugar Cult record? Go to our website, sugarcult.com, and apply.
He mashes his accordion when he's done. He's swinging it.
Lights it on fire.
Lights it on fire.
Yeah, exactly. Do like the Hendrix things with it.
Yeah.
Plays it behind his head.
Yeah. Where is that
like
guy?
The cover of The Clash, London Calling. But there's a guy like doing the same thing instead of smashing his bass.
Right.
Smashing the accordion.
Let me explain one limitation with the accordion players. I've sized up the people who play the accordion in the Ranchero band. Huge guts and short arms. So it's hard.
Right.
It's hard for them to do, you know, get behind the head and stuff.
That's a tough move.
With it, it's a tough move. But again, someone's going to have to step it up and really, you know, sort of become the Al DiMeola of accordion music. You know, the speed accordion player, that guy. You know what I mean? He's got great fingers.
It just seems like such a hassle. You're like, why would you like? Hey, Mom, I want to play the accordion because I want to push buttons, play a keyboard, and squeeze something at the same time.
It's electric, isn't it? I mean, it's like a speaker.
Well, no, doesn't I mean, you pump it. It doesn't plug in.
Yeah.
I think they have, like, a speaker on them.
It might.
Well, they don't. There's no cord to them.
No, you're right.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Just play guitar. It's so much easier.
Let's take a break. See, it's romantic, too, though, right, Drew?
I'm going to take up accordion.
All right.
I want to be that guy.
Yeah, and by the way, I know it sounds, you know, who would want to play the accordion, but Drew sung opera, and who would want to sing opera?
There you go.
You see what I'm saying? All right, we'll take a little break. Sure, Colt, here and I again, if you play the accordion, you just go on their website.
Let us know.
And we'll see if you sit in. You know, no guarantees, but you definitely sit in and jam with the band, see if you, you know, make the cut. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Hey, everyone, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Yeah. Woo! Sugar Colt in studio tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to hop back to the phones. Let's just talk to Chris here. He's been on hold for 122 minutes. I feel bad for it. Chris?
Hello?
Sorry, buddy.
Oh, man, thank you so much for taking my call. I've been up.
I wanted to talk to you about 2 hours ago, but Drew said no.
It sounded like he fell asleep. We just woke him up.
No, I was kind of dozing off. Oh, Sugar Call, you guys are awesome. I saw you guys play a Warped Tour. You guys played really good.
Oh, thanks. Where?
Thanks. When you guys played in Chicago, you know, at the Tweeter Center?
Yeah.
Yeah, so,
that
yeah.
That was a fun show. That was late at night.
Yeah, we got to play last.
So that was pretty cool. But I had two questions for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Okay, the first question is, does sperm die when it hits the air?
Not immediately?
How much time does it take?
Basically, before it takes, when it dries out.
Okay.
And what it takes to evaporate.
Yeah. Now, okay. if you try to use it, it depends. Like, if you use it after an hour, if you inseminate someone with it after like an hour, a teenager will come out.
Oh, that's
you do it right before it dries, you get like a 65-year-old.
Either that or just a big baby.
No, it's all its actual age times 100. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But, yeah. Okay, here's the situation. I live with my sister and her girlfriend. My sister's 19 and her girlfriend's 21. And they want to have a baby, but they don't want to, you know, have to pay for artificial insemination, and they want to try it themselves. So, and they want to use me as the donor. So, like, they've been trying to use a turkey baster.
What the hell is going on?
You've been on hold for 122 minutes for this nonsense.
Just
make sure you don't give it to your sister. Make sure it's for her girlfriend.
Yeah,
otherwise,
it's for her girlfriend. Like, I don't know what they're doing, but you know.
No, this is obviously it's a bogus call.
I swear to God, this is not a bogus. You're talking about my sister right now.
Hold on, this is like you. Come on, buddy, you're drunk and retarded, and you're going, no, I swear I'm not. You shouldn't be arguing. You should be arguing.
You should
it
hope
is a bogus.
This is, yeah, but I think this is not. I get
really?
The non-bogus feel.
Really?
Yeah.
Chris.
Yeah.
Your sister wants to give birth to her nephew.
No, my sister's girlfriend wants to have a baby, and they want to use me as a donor.
Do they realize who? What? Let
you
me.
You sure you live in Chicago?
No, I live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, but I think
okay. now it's making sense.
Chris, what kind of hell and chaos do you and your sister come from?
What do you mean?
Well, your sister's a lesbian. You're living with her, and she's floating the turkey baster. Yeah.
No, but they just want to have a baby. They don't want to have to go through. They don't have to pay for artificial insemination.
Yeah, they're too young to have a baby. No babies. Okay. No babies.
Oh,
nobody here should be having babies.
Well, wait a minute. What do you?
It's a horrible idea.
What do you do, Chris?
Oh, I go to school right now.
I'm going out on a limb and go junior college.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
Am I
What's
right?
What's your sister doing? How are you?
Hold on, I need the confirmation on junior college. Am I right?
Yeah.
All right. Would you please drop out of junior college and do something with your life?
Okay.
Your sister and her girlfriend. What do they do? How would they support you?
My sister's girlfriend. She's a nurse. She's 21, and my sister, she's a resident aide at her. They work at an assisted living center, you know, for, old people.
All right. When they're 30, they can have a baby.
Okay.
You guys all got to think this through a lot more clearly. This is not a good situation.
And by the way, to get some old guy sperm, you know what I mean? While they pass out, and
just
give him a little milk.
Just give this. It's okay that they use Chris, even if he is in a position to really think it through about what it means to him that he's going to have his son with his girlfriend's his sister's girlfriend, which is a crazy boundary problem, could be okay, but I don't want an 18-year-old making that decision, nor do I want 21-year-olds that come from chaos living with her brother raising a baby just yet.
By the way, this is why I say you need to, you must, here's what I say, by law you have to say junior college if it's junior college, because you talk to a guy like Chris, he's like, I'm going to college, you're like, what?
I'm still disturbed by the guy that brought up the string theory about a week ago, remember that?
Yeah.
Guy sounded mentally deficient, and he goes, oh, yeah, I'm doing my PhD on string theory.
Oh, yeah, right. I thought you meant silly string. Yeah, Okay, but Drew, but don't cramp on my... Okay.
No, I'm making your point.
No, you're not making my point.
Go ahead.
How are you making my point?
That people should have to... There should be a Geneva Convention on just admitting that you went to your junior college, just give it a beat, yes, and then go on.
Right. Except for your...
My point was that guy was in junior college, and he would argue with us.
No, he was a genius.
No, he wasn't.
You're talking about the guy who... I thought you were talking about the guy who graduated
that
at
claimed
16.
To be a
That's yeah, the guy who went to an Ivy League school and got out at 16.
No, I think we're confused.
Two different guys.
Two guys, yeah.
The MIT guy.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, listen, I smoke a little weed once in a while. You know, what are you going to do?
So that is the one thing I got on you is memory.
Hmm? Yeah.
That's not the only thing, though. But I can't remember things of any...
No, I'll tell you what, you can remember. You can remember as soon as everyone else determines it is important, you can't remember it.
Right. It's irrelevant detail.
Right. All right. Well, here's my point. You have to sound off and say it's junior college.
Yeah.
If you say, all right. We'll talk off the air. Kara?
Yes.
You're 21?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My question is, I've been with my boyfriend for about 5 years, and he won't, touch me from the waist down, and pretty much I have to, beg him to, have sex with me even.
Yee. How old is he?
He's 22.
Anything about him we should know?
Not that I know of. I'm, his first serious girlfriend he's ever had, obviously, because he was 17 and I was 16 when we started going out.
Yeah, right.
4 years.
All right. It's run its course.
But have you ever had sex together?
Yes.
Has he ever been sort of touchy that way with you?
He's just really kind of sensitive about it. Like, the first time we did it, it took, 15 seconds. And then he, freaked out and was like, we need to get you a morning after pill and all this stuff. And I was like, whoa.
Is he a very, very religious gentleman?
No, he's not. Not at all.
But he won't touch you below the waist?
No.
Maybe Adam,
I don't know. You guys have been together for 4 years. You've been together since you were in the 10th or 11th grade.
Yeah, but he never was that way.
Well, whatever. I can't sort this one out other than to say it's my rule that if you've been dating since the 11th grade and you're now a senior in college, it's time to break up.
Yeah.
Otherwise, what happens? 2 years goes by and you got to get married.
Right.
It's that weird thing. It's like there's a certain threshold that you cross, which is, well, we started dating in the 10th grade and now we're 24. We call it quits now. And by the way, you've not developed at all socially.
Right.
You've just been that obnoxious couple who walks with a hand in each other's pockets and is constantly making out in the quad that everyone can't stand.
Are you a pretty sexual person?
How would you know, Kara?
I'm horny all the time, which I really don't understand because.
How often do you guys have sex?
Maybe once a week.
All right.
Okay. Well, let's not.
Maybe it's just
totally
imbalance. Yeah,
I've gone out for 5 years because
you've experienced this.
Maybe it's not.
Well, yeah. Sometimes if she's saying, this guy is completely asexual. That was kind of the impression that I got off the bat. Immediately I thought, well, he never has sex ever.
Right? Is he gay? Is it
once a month? But once a week? He has been going out for 5 years. I don't know.
Did you used to have sex more often?
No, he was a virgin when he met me.
Is the fact that he won't do it what's making you so preoccupied about it?
Maybe. I don't...
All right, I'm done. It's like, ask him to step it up. If he won't, I think you can break up. Not because of this, just because you've been together for 5 years. And you guys are maybe a mismatch sexually. It happens every once in a while.
Yeah, you're very young to be together with someone for that long.
Yeah.
Especially if you have any concerns like this.
Little discrepancy in the sexual metronome.
Yeah.
Amber? Amber?
Yeah?
All right. Sorry for disturbing your evening, but you called the show. Okay, just tell the band they rock so we can get the hell out of here and get rid of you.
Okay, you guys rock. And I'm.
There we go.
Thank you. All right. Bye. Saw you guys tonight in Long Beach and said you rock. And then this poor person's been on hold for 100... 3 minutes. Freddie?
Yeah.
17.
Finally.
Yeah, buddy.
Dude, oh my God, I've been waiting for hours on end since the show has started. First, I want to say thank you for taking the call. Second, I want to say thank you to Sugar Cult. You guys, your music is awesome.
Good. That's enough.
Thanks.
And then there's Lacey. She's been on hold for 105 minutes. Drew, what have you been doing? Talking all night? Lacey.
Sleep.
Oh, she's asleep?
Mm. Lacey.
How do you know she's asleep? Because you can just
hear her breathing.
She's calling from Colorado. It's
2 hours later. There.
No, no, it's Saturday. Saturday.
I think she froze.
Oh, I hear her.
Yeah, hear her breathing.
Really? Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. Wow.
Yeah.
Hello.
It would hurt the self-esteem of many a talk show host to realize that a fair portion of their listeners was actually sleeping.
Or she started talking in her sleep. That'd be really...
You sure the big husky males...
It's fun when you find the fat guy snores.
Really? Have you had that?
Oh, I'll snoring.
This is one guy.
My God.
Yeah. That's so rough.
My biggest fan. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
What a Lacey.
Poor Sugar Cole has to stand there while we...
Well, we were just talking radio theory. That's
almost
right.
A fist fight. We had to break something up there.
No.
Drew and I...
Oh, you've seen that.
Yeah,
that's very uncomfortable.
We have fights. Drew pounce, I yell, then I get angry.
The guests have to break up the fight.
We've really exposed some guests to some hilariously uncomfortable situations.
Yes.
But we're like an old couple that goes at it. You know, we don't mind. Let the neighbors call 911.
So do you guys always do the show naked? Or is this just for us?
How dare you?
That was kind of bizarre. I thought you guys wore underwear close.
Well, I'm wearing underwear.
Yeah, that's not naked. Stand up with the flap. All right, sure called everyone. Go out and get the CD, Palm Trees, and Power Lines. I am going to take my Sugar Cult CD home. Thank you,
Likewise.
Drew. You can't take it.
I'll take it this way.
All right. Thanks, guys. Best of luck.
Thanks for having us.
Hopefully, we'll see you back again soon. Give our love to Green Day and Blink-182. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Kind of control you in an aspect during the daytime, but in the bedroom, we'll bend over and take a good ass paddling.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.